True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most football talk in town. High school football, we've got the 804 broadcast game of the week. They also run through high school football here in Richmond on Thursday nights. College football, your home for the Hokies and the Hoos and the Washington Commanders in the NFL. Every Commanders game can be heard right here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. But this Sunday, we got VCU basketball, which means the Commanders will flip over to 98.1 FM. While the Commanders game is on that station, VCU basketball, I'll be ready for the pregame show. Coverage starts at 4:15 as the Rams take on Villanova in their first exhibition game of the season. Your first time to hear from Robbie Robinson and Rodney Ashby this Sunday. But we'll be talking about Washington against Dallas all week long. It is I Hate Dallas week. Dallas, I hate. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. But you know how we like to start the show, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
All right, it's October, so let's start with some October baseball. The postseason, the second season in Major League Baseball, always exciting. So let's get to the action last night before we preview what's going on today. Dodgers against the Brewers. Shohei Ohtani actually got his first RBI of the postseason. But we're going to start things early on here with the Dodgers and the Brewers last night. Dodgers down 1-0 after the first inning. Take a listen at the plate to start the second.
And a high fly ball into left field. That is way back there. And that is going to be a gone home run.
Teoscar Hernandez. My buddy told me that is the best name in baseball right now. 25 home runs. That was a solo shot right there. They'd get a second run in the second inning. Couple more in the sixth, the seventh, and the eighth. The Dodgers would win 5-1.
Here he comes, the 0-2. And a swing and a miss. And Yoshi Yamamoto with his crown jewel as a Dodger. It is a complete game.
Tonight it's back to the American League. Mariners up 2-0 in this one. It'll be Blue Jays at Seattle. 8 o'clock will be your first pitch on FS1. Let's go over to the NFL on the sports app. Now, Stubb, is Jeff Saturday doing a bit here? He was the longtime center for the Indianapolis Colts, snapping footballs to Peyton Manning. Let's take a listen to who Jeff Saturday believes is the best team in the NFL.
Absolutely no doubt in my mind. I,
I love what they got. Shane Steichen has done a great job with Daniel Jones. And if you can't say, Jeff, we're the best team right now, they're healthy. Their offensive line's blocking. Jonathan Taylor's lighting it up. Their receiver play. Their defense is doing well. They got...
His co-hosts aren't even taking him seriously. Jeff Saturday picked the Colts as the best team in the NFL right now. Who do you think is the best team? Give us a call, 833-804-0910. We'll go around the NFL with a Worry Wednesday today on AWOD Radio. Also inside the mind of the NFL quarterback with QBIQ. Here's Dominic Foxworth on ESPN discussing who can win the NFC East. Could it be Washington? Let's take a listen.
Yeah, Jaden's incredible, and I think at the very least you're going to be in every game,
right,
and they could win every game they're playing in because he is that good.
Yeah.
But I think ultimately you're right. But the Eagles winning the division isn't enough. But I do think they're the best team in that division, and they will break the streak and win back-to-back divisions.
Oh, really, Dominic?
And we'll see if they get it together enough to make a run in the playoffs like they did last year.
The Eagles are going to break the 22-year streak, the 22-year trend of the NFC East not having back-to-back division champs? I don't think so. I think we're already seeing the cracks in the armor of the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's go over to the NBA on the Sports app. We'll give you our first Wizards Wednesday of the year. Hey, here from play-by-play voice of the Wizards on the radio party. It's Dave Johnson. He'll join us today at 12:30. Washington got a preseason win over the Knicks. Impressive win, 120-103. Preseason game tomorrow against the Detroit Pistons. NBA season about 7 days away from beginning. Over to college football on the Sports app. So there are some big games going on this weekend, and of course we will break them down for you guys on a Football Friday live from River City. Roll in Scott's edition, but we'll start with the local teams here. UVA had a week off, and now they have one of the biggest games of their season at home against Washington State. Got the bye week. You've got to get the momentum back with a big win. Chandler Morris has been terrific offensively. Jamari Taylor is in our top five for rushing touchdowns by running backs, as we highlight that on a Touchdown Tuesday. So big game for Virginia Tech. For Virginia Tech, no game this week. They will take on Cal next Friday. Let's move over to the NHL on the Sports app. So every day on the Sports app, we track the Washington Capitals, who have the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL in Alex Ovechkin. And I love this. He was seen yesterday just driving around the nation's capital in his convertible with the license plate AO. Alex Ovechkin, great eight. And he certainly is so much fun to watch. Just 2 assists this season, has not scored a goal yet. But this game last night was all about Tom Wilson. Down 2-1. Willie evens the scoring at 2. Let's take a listen to the call.
Wilson down the wing and couldn't get it past the stick of Hedman, but on his clear attempt, Carlson intercepting, and a pass that'll go right corner to Strome. Blue line to Wilson. Little spin move to give it to Carlson. Now back to the right side. Wilson goes to the front of the net, and they score! Strome from the outside, able to get it through, and the Capitals have tied it. Glory be, it's a power play goal. It's 2-2 here in Washington.
And we would go to overtime, and in overtime, the Washington Capitals would score 1 minute and 19 seconds in overtime to win 3-2 on Tuesday night. Their third straight win. So we've seen this Capitals team here really get going after the opening loss of the season to the Bruins. Here is the game-winning overtime goal.
And coming aboard is Chychrun. Strome remains. Alex Ovechkin on for the first time here at OT. Only 1:10 gone by, but the Capitals several chances to try and win the game. Here's Wilson circling in. And a puck centered for Chychrun. He scores! Jacob Chychrun, the overtime game winner. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Tampa Bay. Tom Wilson. Wilson, his 400th point on the overtime winner from Jacob Chychrun. The win streak at three as the Caps rally to take down the Bolts.
So the Capitals move into a tie for first place in the Eastern Conference standings with 6 points in this early season. The next game will be Friday night against the Wild. So Tom Wilson factored in all three of the goals, and you just heard on the broadcast there his 400th career point on Tuesday. We played the audio as he got the scoring started for the Capitals, and then the game-tying assist, and then the game-winning assist. Willie has been fantastic. 151 games to go from 300 to 400 career points. That was the fewest games Wilson has needed between milestone points in his career. He has been fantastic, and it does feel like he is now entering his prime of his career with the Capitals in the NHL. And it's awesome that we've got maybe a new face of the Capitals as Alex Ovechkin's career is winding down. But how cool was that hunt for history last season? Ovi yet to score yet this season. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. As we mentioned, it's a Wizards Wednesday. We'll bring on Dave Johnson and go around the NBA and preview the upcoming season. Dan Quinn is set to speak with the media from Ashburn ahead of practice today in about 25 minutes. We're going to air that live for you right here on Richmond's home for the Commanders, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. And it is a Cowan Gates Hokies update Wednesday. We'll bring on Bill Roth at 1:30. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan, and we're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It's AUDACY. That's AUDACY. AWOD Radio coming right back after this quick commercial break.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So Dan Quinn's set to speak to the media in a little bit. We're going to air it live right here on Richmond's home for the Commanders, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. But it's time to catch up with Michael Phillips. We call this segment Crosstalk on The Fan.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
Michael, for Washington to beat the Dallas Cowboys, give me an offensive player and a defensive player that need to play better.
Well, you start with Jaden, right? Start with the quarterback. You're looking at a duel of two guys who are elite quarterbacks in this league, and Dak Prescott's having the season of his life right now. This is the best he's looked since he got injured a couple of years ago. He's really bounced back in a big-time way. Jaden Daniels needs to rise to that level. Obviously, two turnovers accounted to him last week. That's not going to get the job done, especially with this defense not producing takeaways. I got Jaden Daniels firmly circled. He rises to the occasion in big moments. It's a big moment. Rivalry game in Dallas with the NFC East very much up for grabs. I think this is a big moment for Jaden to take it and seize it and shake off Monday night. On the defensive side of the ball, I mean, my goodness, pick your guy in the secondary. Quan Martin needs a bounce-back game. Marshawn Lattimore got clowned by Troy Aikman on national TV. Somebody get right back there. Somebody make a play happen. Goodness.
Yep, and then the other thing is turnovers. How does a coach deal with that this week in practice? What do you do? I mean, do you tape the ball to Bill's hands? What do you do to try to produce less turnovers and create some more next week?
Yeah, and obviously, you know, the rain was a major factor. The conditions and the weather were a major factor. And also, you can't be doing that. Bill was very casual with the ball on his fumble. You know, you're sending the defense after him all week, but also, you need the defense to train on making their own takeaways. A lot of interceptions now that these guys have dropped this year. They're piling up. I'd have them in front of the jugs machine every day working on catching the ball, right? The old joke, well, if he could catch it, he'd be a wide receiver, not a defensive back. Time to catch some of these, that's for sure.
I'm going to give Ben Johnson credit. I thought that his game plan was excellent, and it forced Washington's defense into some tough spots. And, you know, all week long the discussion was with Joe Witt saying, hey, we have to play with our eyes. He made us look in the wrong place a few times with some of those. They weren't really trick plays, but just a lot of guys in motion, a lot of dekes, a lot of fakes like that. And they created so many explosive plays. That's got to stop against the Dallas Cowboys. It just felt like anytime Chicago needed a big play, they were getting 30 yards on one play.
After the Packers game, the offensive line was struggling, and they switched up the offensive line, right? In the new look with Chris Paul that we've seen since. If it's happened, I've missed it, but there hasn't been a big defensive shakeup yet. Adam, we're six games in. I've got enough of a sample size. Something needs to be done to shake up this defense. And Dan Quinn telling Chick Hernandez yesterday, right, that, you know, I hear Joe Witt's calls. I work with Joe Witt every day. Joe Witt's not the problem, but he said the execution is on all of us, and the execution's not good enough. You know, if he believes in his defensive coordinator and believes that he's putting the guys in the right spot, he needs to change which guys are tasked with making those plays. I'm not sure I fully believe that, by the way. I think the scheming needs some work, too. But if he believes in these schemes, he needs to be rearranging the deck chairs here and putting new guys in new spots.
Yeah, I mean, you're right in terms of it's a big enough sample size already. The defense is not good enough. The defense held them back last year. To me, I don't think it's coaching as much as I think it is. The roster defensively is not nearly as talented as it needs to be, and it puts them in situations in which they're outmatched and they have individuals like Marshawn Lattimore that are just kind of stuck on an island where they can't help them.
What, you know, and what do you do is always a question without throwing your hands up and in despair.
Yeah.
But the bench players that are available, I don't see a single guy on this snap count chart who I'd say has earned more snaps, right? I got guys I want to take snaps away from defensively, but I can't see anybody on this list that I want to give snaps to. And that, you know, is very, I'm kind of making your point for you. It's just not a deep roster defensively.
Yeah, I need to look into the snap count, but I don't love what Jacob Martin's bringing to the table here. I mean, are you going to give Preston Smith more snaps? At what point are you going to kind of unleash Von Miller and let him be out there for at least 50% of the defensive snaps? I mean, I get it, he's getting up there in age, but it seems like that's one of the only, you know, like you said, cards that you have still in your hands is, hey, we could give Von Miller more snaps.
No question. I don't know what deals were made to get him here, what promises were made in terms of his snap count. I agree, though, that that's an obvious one. If you can get more Von Miller, I don't think anybody would complain about seeing more Von Miller, you know, and he can disrupt games. We've seen that in a very limited sense this year, but they need game-disrupting plays that produce takeaways, that produce longer down and distances. I just continue to harp on that, how good the Bears were in the first quarter, because they stayed on script, because everything they wanted to do with that first 15, they were able to do. They did not have to adjust or improvise at any point. You got to find a way to knock them off script early.
Yeah, and I talked about this yesterday. I want to get your opinion on this, because I fully believe the coaching staff had a good game plan offensively. And I'll say this.
Yeah.
I thought Cliff Kingsbury was actually even more creative than Ben Johnson. Cliff cannot control Jaden going right down the field and then throwing an interception, and then the next drive, Bill fumbling.
There were enough points. There were enough points available to these guys to win. Not only did they score in the 20s, but three drives end with turnovers, and that one turnover was at, the 3-yard line, right? You have the missed field goal. You throw that in there as well. I mean, there were opportunities to score. They moved the ball well. There were very few drives that just failed to get off the ground. And one thing I often talk about is getting that first down so you can get into tempo, which Cliff Kingsbury loves to run that no huddle. He did that. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think he was able to get that first down on almost every drive. They were able to start sustaining drives. They looked good offensively, though the turnovers were massive. The missed field goal was big, and those are the kinds of things that are going to set you back in close NFL games.
Michael Phillips with us here. You can check out MP on the Mic Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 noon. I'm going to list three guys. You tell me in order, most confident that they play on Sunday to least confident. Terry McLaurin, Noah Brown, Sam Cosmi.
I am most confident that Noah Brown will play on Sunday. I get the sense he was close. I get the sense that was a tough call. We saw him on the practice field a little bit last week. Dan Quinn gave a heck of a non-answer yesterday on Terry. It's too early in the week. We'll have to see. It's too early in the week is very different from we're going to put him out there and see how he does. I'm nervous about Terry. I'm going to put Cosmi and Terry probably neck and neck. I don't think either of them will play. It would be a surprise to me. Maybe Cosmi 2, Terry 3. But I do think they're both going to sit another week. I don't think they're as close as we think they are.
Yeah, I'm actually most confident in Cosmi. I think this is the point in which he's ready to return, right? I mean, the whole talk was before, well, maybe he'll be ready for the season opener. All right, that's way too early. All right, 4 weeks have gone by. Is he going to be ready for the Chargers game? No. Bears game? No. I'm pretty confident Cosmi will make his return. Yeah. The Noah Brown one, I just don't know. And Terry McLaurin, I'm hoping and I'm praying, but I don't know either.
That's a great point on Cosmi. 3 weeks now of practicing with the team. You know he wants it. He's a tough guy. And it would give a jolt to an offensive line that I would argue underachieved against the Bears, allowed too much pressure to Jaden Daniels, didn't do enough in the run game to get it going. I think if they can put him out there, it would be a big boost for everybody to have one of your best offensive linemen return to action in a big rivalry game situation.
Michael, always appreciate it. I'll catch you tomorrow.
Dallas week, let's do it.
Yep, Dallas week, I hate Dallas. Dallas, I hate. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So you guys know we have an open line policy, 833-804-0910. And also an open door policy. Anybody in the building can come on down. Even the plumber can come by and give out his NFL picks. Joining us right now is Owen from the Odyssey sales staff. He is a diehard Ravens fan and also a participant in our Odyssey NFL Survivor Pool. What's going on, Owen?
Life's going great. I just can't believe the Jags didn't pull through, man. I haven't lost this many this many games in this survivor pool like this in a while, and then I have you, what, triple dog daring me to re-enter?
So let's pull back the curtain a little bit here, right? So Stubb is in charge of the Odyssey NFL Survivor Pool. He collects $5 from everybody who wants in. Hello? If you lose, you can buy back in for another $5. Owen has bought back in numerous times now, and we've gotten to the point now where, for me, it's comical. Like, I just feel like you are adding to the pot every single week now, and maybe me and Stubb, one of us, are just going to collect all of Owen's money.
I mean, at this point, that's $20 that I'm down the drain. That's $20 for – that's a Big Mac meal and a 10-piece meal. That's $20 that I could put on FanDuel, you know, but I probably would have been $40 in the hole if I would have done that this weekend. But, you know, I am excited because I do have some breaking news.
Let's get to it. Hold on, we do have a sounder. If you want us to, we can make
please, let's hear it. Let's
make this
it.
Official because Owen does owe us $25. So
breaking news on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, powered by Odyssey, is brought to you by BetQL.
So this is Owen's breaking news, so don't hold 910 The Fan accountable. Hold Owen Beliza accountable.
Uh-huh.
But breaking news, the Ravens are going to the playoffs.
What?
The Ravens are going to... We are going to be a wild card. We're going to make it deep in the playoffs, and we're going to go to the Super Bowl. And you want to know why, and you want to know how?
Why?
Even though we got beat by the Rams.
Yeah.
That Ravens defense looked brand new.
It did look much better. And you know what? You do have one thing going for you, which is you can't lose this week.
No.
Because you and the Bills are on a bye.
This is the easiest looking schedule, I will say, down the stretch I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, look, believe me, if Lamar comes back, I could totally see the Baltimore Ravens sneaking into that final playoff spot, or maybe even coming back and winning the division. Because as great as Pittsburgh's been 4-1, they'll probably finish with 9 wins.
Look,
maybe 10.
Look at Pittsburgh's next 5 games. Those are not easy games.
Well, they've got Thursday Night Football this week coming up tomorrow night against the Cincinnati Bengals.
0-6, by the way. Pittsburgh is 0-6 playing on Thursday night against a division rival.
Yeah.
Joe Cool, Joe Flacco, Super Bowl champ, is going to take Pittsburgh down again.
You know what I love about this is the Baltimore came 0-6. 0-6, man. I'm Owen. The Owen. They're 0-6, man. All right, so let's look ahead to the Survivor Pool picks for this weekend here, all right? Because basically it's become every week Owen just tips me and Stubb $5.
So right? the
it's my favorite bit in town right
the
now.
The pot is $95 and he accounts for $20.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he just said, what did you see? You sent an email, just said, put it on my tab, baby.
I said, put it on my tab, baby. Put me in Playboy. Let's get going. Because you know what? Just like the Ravens, Owen's going to have a comeback.
All right, Owen, what do you got for this weekend? I'll tell you, I'm leaning New England Patriots right now. Tennessee just fired their coach. Patriots have been playing much better defensively. Drake May is excellent. And they are 3-0 away this year.
Mm. Well, if I didn't already choose Cincinnati.
Oh, you locked in Cincinnati?
No, I chose Cincinnati week one.
Oh, okay.
Which was a very stressful game. That would have been $30 right there. But I want to choose a hard pick this week. I do like New England.
You want to take a risk?
I want to take a risk.
Okay.
Because I feel that if this risk pays off, the Ravens. I'm tying all this back to the Ravens. If I come out with a win this week...
Are you telling me the Browns are going to beat the Dolphins? Are you telling me the Dolphins are going to beat the Browns? What are you saying?
I think... I'm going to go with Tennessee. No, I'm joking. I can't go with Tennessee. I'm going to go with... Who does Chicago play?
New Orleans Saints.
Very possible. They're at home, too.
Yeah. Well, Bears did look pretty good on Monday Night Football. Spencer Rattler is, I believe, 1-10 in his NFL career. You can lock that in. I'll be rooting for the Saints, though.
You know what? I am going to lock it in because you know what's going to happen?
Mm.
Chicago's going to beat the Saints, and then Chicago goes and plays Baltimore. They're going to feel so good being on a win, and then Baltimore's going to come in and slap them down. That's how it's going to go.
Baltimore certainly needs a win next week, so... Yeah, look, hopefully you can get that done and save yourself some $5 and just stay in the pool. We love it. Stubb, have you picked your game for this week already?
I think I'm going to take the Chiefs.
Really?
Hosting Vegas. Chiefs are hotter than they have been. Vegas is worse than they've looked. I know that's consistently a pretty difficult game for the Chiefs. For some reason, Vegas has given Mahomes trouble, but I expect at home them to handle business.
Yeah, I'm looking seriously into a few games that will be taking place this weekend. I kind of like Seattle late on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I've already used
against
them.
The Texans. I think I've used the Broncos, but I like Denver hosting the New York Giants. Those are a few games that I do like for this weekend. We still have to go through and pick the best 3-star game, 2-star, 1-star, and dud game of the week. But tomorrow night, Thursday Night Football, the Pittsburgh Steelers kick off Week 7 by going to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. And what's interesting about this matchup here is it's two quarterbacks that are old as dirt. I mean, we're talking about Pittsburgh and Aaron Rodgers and Cincinnati and Joe Flacco. Like, this could have been a primetime matchup, like, what, 12 years ago? This would have been fantastic.
Now it doesn't feel so exciting.
No, it really doesn't. No. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Owen, thanks for stopping by. Doors are always open.
Yep.
Let's go to the phone lines. We've got Brendan, who wants to talk NFL. What's up, man? You're on the Fan with AWOD.
What's up, AWOD? Hey. What was that stat? 0-6. The Steelers are 0-6 on Thursday night games?
Yeah, Owen, what was that stat? The caller's asking you. Steelers are 0-6 on Thursday night games?
0-6 against a divisional rival.
0-6 against a divisional
rival. Black and blue. Black and blue division. I like this guy, Owen. He knows his stuff. Hey, I want to talk about the Patriots, though, dude. Let's go. Drake May's playing lights out. Hey, he should be in the MVP discussion in my eyes. I think we're going to throttle the Texans. Excuse me, the Titans this week. Vrabel's going home back to Tennessee.
Yeah.
I mean,
how cool is that? Right? This guy got fired by Tennessee after giving them the best success they've had in 20 years, basically. And now they just fire their coach, and he's coming in with one of the hottest teams in the AFC.
Dude, NFL, not for long, even for the coaches nowadays. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, any other points you wanted to make?
Nah, the Pats look great. The Redskins, I will say, well, the Commanders, their defensive tackles, that guy Kinlaw, Deron Payne, they look great. They got to do something with the outside. Their outside back is, they got to figure that out. The outside runs are what's killing them.
Yeah. What would you do? What would be your advice?
Get a corner, Frankie Louvu, and put him out to outside back. I don't know what I'd do, to be honest with you, but
yeah,
it's tough. You got to stop the outside runs, you know? So.
Yeah. I'm worried because Dallas can do that as well. Good call. I appreciate you chiming in, man. I mean, we'll take a look at this matchup here in about 15 minutes, but there's one thing I always say about Dallas and boys from Texas. They're bigger. I mean, those are some bigger boys. Last year, when we played Dallas, we were probably like 7-2 or something, right? I think we had lost maybe one. We might have been 7-3 or 7-4.
Yeah,
like,
it was
really good,
Steelers,
and they were really bad. Like, and they came in with Cooper Rush, right? And they ran the ball all over us. They ran us into the dirt because their damn O-line is so big. I mean, they've always had a strong offensive line. And so I think winning in the trenches is definitely going to be the most important thing for Washington this Sunday. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Owen, you made that caller's day. How about that?
You know what? I love that because, you know, life's good if you wake up and change somebody's day. So hopefully he goes home, he gets on the internet, and he buys a Ravens jersey, and he believes in this. Ravens are making it to the playoffs.
Well, I always say your week is better when your team wins a football game.
Absolutely.
And I'm hoping Washington can bounce back this weekend. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everything. everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Also, love our open-door policy, and Stubb and I were just talking about how we're collecting $5 every week from Owen.
It's nice.
He's giving us a breakfast fund for the rest of the
paid,
NFL
paid
season.
Quadruple what Jeremy over there has paid.
Oh, I mean,
we're at 10, but...
And I love how he's just committed to it. Like
I love it.
He might lose this week, and then we will get a text, put it on my tab, baby, and he wants back in. It's one of my favorite things. And look, I know one of us has to win it now, though, right? I mean... The money's got to go to us because it's the Owen fund that we're collecting here.
I would love to win it.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's if I lose, I have to give money back.
Well, of course.
Right, and if I win, it's just nothing changes.
Well, I know. I know. We're going to need to check the account because Stubbs gone to Echo Stage. He's gone to Boston. He's somehow blowing a lot of money recently. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Looks like Falcon Joe's got something for us here. Falcon Joe in Midlo. What's up, dude?
Yeah, what you doing, AWOD? AWOD Nation here, baby. What you doing, brother?
It's been a difficult few weeks for me, man. It feels like every time I get on a high of my team winning a game, I get on a real big low. And I'm just so tired of my team looking so different every week. And I'm sure you're probably feeling the same thing with the Falcons, dude.
Hey, man, I mean, hey, look, you come out and beat the Bills, go, hey, let's go Falcons. You knock the Bills down, but you lose 30-0 to the Panthers. but, all I got to say, man, is it would have been a better game if you guys had JD5 out there playing the game with you. I would have loved to have seen that. Me and my boys always sit around and watch. Always looking at the Commanders, and I really think you guys have a great team. Lou McCaffrey's coming out; he's finally shining. I think it's a little diamond in the rough there, bro.
I hope so. Here's my frustration, and look, you're a Falcons fan, so you're just seeing and hearing. All right, Luke's made a couple catches, but Chris Moore is doubling him in snaps, and to me, that's stupid. And I don't think our coaching staff is stupid. So there's something about Luke McCaffrey. He's not running the most crisp routes, or they don't trust him in all the routes, or they don't trust him to make all the catches. Chris Moore has been in the NFL for 10 years. He's a nobody. Like, Luke McCaffrey's making plays. Yeah. Why isn't he getting more snaps? It's driving me nuts.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I do believe that Luke might be your route right now with what's going on with Terry, Scary Terry, man. I have no shade to throw other than you did say that we are not doing well on defense as a Falcon fan, man. So I just want to throw you a couple stats. Total defense through week six, man, number one in the NFL is the Falcons, allowing 253.4 yards. Then you go down the list, passing defense, Falcons, number one, 139 yards. And then you're looking at rushing defense. We are a little lower on the rushing side, 17th, man, 114 yards. But every single one of them, I love you guys, my second favorite team, were higher than the Commanders in every one of them stats.
Can you just explain to me? I mean, the stats, I love those stats, all right? But I watched the 30-0 game against the Carolina Panthers. Like, how the hell do you get your ass kicked by Carolina? And then you're going to call in here and tell me about how good your defense is?
Yeah, hey man, you know, everyone has a bad day, man, especially this year. This year especially, I think the NFL is drunk. they continue to I really think the NFL is drunk, and you know, with any day, any time, any play, like you guys say, right?
Yeah. And let me ask you this before we let you go, Falcon Joe. Inside of your division, is the MVP Baker Mayfield?
Oh, man, that's a hard decision, man. But, you know, the gerbil is he's doing really well right now. Gerbil looking boy, but I love him to death. And I think he is the MVP. Yeah, man. He's killing it.
He really is. We call him a football savant on our show here. Yeah. I appreciate you chiming in, bud. Always fun to get some callers on the air with AWOD Radio. You're listening to The Fan, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. So let's look at Washington against Dallas for a second here. And, of course, this is such a big matchup. This is actually the earliest Washington and Dallas have faced off against each other since 2022. The NFL has kind of changed their scheduling and altered it where you close the year with all your divisional games, and it's usually been like Dallas-Philly-Dallas. Well, this year it's Philly-Dallas-Philly, so Washington playing Dallas week seven, like Michael said, it's been very popular for them to do like Thanksgiving games against each other. But Washington has an awful road record all time against Dallas, 18-43-2. Whether it's Jerry's World or the previous building there, they've just had a ton of success at home. The one thing Washington has going for them, though, is that their head coach has had success in that building, and their defensive coordinator has had success in that building. I really think this is one of those games where, like, obviously Jaden needs to play better. That's the obvious one. Everyone's going to talk about that. He dropped the ball. The sky's not falling. I feel really good about him having a better game. But defensively, I would love for the guys to get up for Dan Quinn for this one. Get up for Joe Witt Jr. You know this game's going to mean a lot to them. Going back to Dallas, facing off against some of the old players that they coached. This is a big game in which I would love for the players to stand up for the coaching staff if you believe in them. Because that's the thing is, the defense just has not improved like we all wanted to. And I believe in the schemes from Dan Quinn and Joe Witt Jr., but the guys are not executing them. And sometimes it's guys looking for individual success, or, you know, in the heat of a moment, you make a bad decision there. This has to be one where there's focus all week long, and they have the great game plan, and they execute it. As Washington is looking to start 2-0 against the NFC East in consecutive seasons for the first time since 2002. And with the Eagles' struggles, and the fact that the Giants are kind of surprising some people, a 2-0 start in the division is massive. And like we talked about, a loss in this game would just really put Washington behind the eight ball in terms of making it into the postseason. This is one of the bigger games of the season, and of course it's heightened because it's the rivalry of Washington versus Dallas. And, you know, the fact that Dan Quinn has familiarity with Dallas. The fact that this is the first time that Brian Schottenheimer Jr. will get a taste of this rivalry that his father coached in, Marty Schottenheimer, as a one-year coach for the Washington Commanders. Look, it's an offense led by Dak Prescott that is one of the top in the NFL. He's thrown for 1,600 yards already and 13 touchdowns. For Washington, they have really been able to run the ball successfully with Bill, with McNichols, with Jaden Daniels as well. I wonder which defense is going to step up and get a stop, right? And then who's just going to cough the ball up and really blow a game with some stupid turnovers here. I feel pretty confident that Jane's not going to drop the ball on the ground again.
Yeah.
And I do think that this being in a dome should help us. We are a fast team. Jane Daniels is one of the faster quarterbacks. Bill is fast. I think the conditions here for this game Sunday is going to really help Washington use that speed. Hopefully, we get into our hurry-up offense early in this game and get going. And you got to score in the first quarter. I mean, it's just so simple. You cannot get blanked in the first quarter four games in a row.
I can't take it anymore.
I can't either. I mean, it's the old Chris Russell stat he used to say. The Commanders under Dan Snyder would not start playing a 1 p.m. game until 2 p.m. It seems like it's coming back to just to burn us again. It's so frustrating. I mean, like, I told you about my friend that called me, and he said he was watching the game with his kid, and his kid started crying and said, why can't we just make one stop? Because that's how it is watching this as a Commanders fan. You're almost in tears as teams are walking the dog up the field.
I was just happy enough they were kicking field goals.
Right.
Especially the start. I was like, all right, at least it's not touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's the most I can ask for from them at this point.
But you know what? That Washington field goal in the third quarter really should have been a touchdown drive. And it came back to hurt us. And it's one of those things where, like, man, that was a missed opportunity. Because we went into the half, right, with a missed field goal. And then we come out of the half, and it's 13-7, and we have a strong drive of Jaden to Ertz, right? It was like we needed more of that. Bill had a nice 7-yard run. Jaden scrambled for 15. Then we got the penalty, and we're moving the ball forward. We got to the 35-yard line. And then you know what happened? Jane Daniels got called for an intentional grounding, and you know he wants that play back. That was the play in which he was blitzed, and he kind of just aired it out.
Yeah.
And they kept saying on the if he had just bulleted that pass 10 feet over the defender, he would have been fine.
Right.
Or done what he had done early in the drive, which is just scramble away from the pressure and throw it away. The damn intentional groundings have kind of cost us a lot of points this year. He had the intentional grounding at the end of the half. What was that, game one maybe? You remember that, where he just threw it out the back of the end zone?
Yeah, I remember that being a big emphasis, though, last year.
That was the Giants game.
Was that he would never throw it away. And right. I wonder if this is him learning, I need to throw it away sometimes. It's just going to take a sec to make those good decisions.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's processing a lot of things really quickly, but quarterback in the NFL is the hardest position in sports, and we're kind of witnessing him go through some of those trials and tribulations. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Dan Quinn just spoke with the media here from Ashburn ahead of today's practice. We're going to play that for you next on the Fan.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.